Do you wanna do financials?
Fine, we're ready. I went through them, so I think I'm prepared.
Okay. They haven't been too good, so.
Are you asking me to start right now?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure that we, maybe you called the order before I even walked in.
So financials, I'm not sure what you guys are all looking at. Right here, I did have a P&L
for actually year-to-date. There was a month-to-date and a year-to-date in there.
I don't have the
month-to-date?
Just month, yeah.
This is the month.
You can go through both of them.
But all it is the month and the...
Yeah, that's perfect.
Month-to-date. So, month of December... we had revenue of just under $18,000 for the month. We did then have total expenses of $37,000. And so obviously we're upside down by $19,600. Going back through there, a couple items that stuck out. There were marketing and advertising. And I had a look at the Envision bills for the month. There was $8,100 of marketing.
That's that video for Johnson.
I'm sorry, finally paid that check. Outside of that, there were then kitchen or repairs and maintenance, of $12,000. And again, I don't know what the detail for sure was in December on the bills we paid on maintenance bills.
Yes, I don't have them in my head, but there was lots to fix.
So the maintenance items then I think are going to probably come back up here in just a minute. So we talked about that. But those two items are obviously what drove the expenses higher than what we normally see, which are normally around $20,000 a month. And so because of the one-time items, we're over and underwater further than normal. However, it does fit into the annual budget mostly. Going through then the year to date, so we're now 6 months through the year. One of you guys have that in front of you. But we have, so, and I wasn't sure what this was, Claudia, I should have called you beforehand. On the income side, there's actually a line item of $35,000 in income from ASK. ASK.
Metal.
Yeah.
Income from Metal, the rent income. There's somebody on the door with that here. Okay. There's a ask, I think, is what she didn't know, and I think it is the Mount Meadowville income. So that'll need to be redistributed.
So yeah, I don't know. There's actually a Mount Meadowville line item on there, so I would question that. But maybe it literally says ask because the accountant was saying ask you about it.
Yes, and she did. And then when we looked at it, it was Mount Meadowville income. Part of that was also, didn't you get an IRS return check at one point during this fiscal year that also was under ask? Not that I know of. That was quite a while back. Okay.
Okay, so when that revenue was from Mountain Metal Wall.
When that ask line started, it was the rate increase that Meadow Mountain Wool was paying from the year before.
Okay. So then, if you go down through that, then total income for the year is at $142,000 for our total revenue, not counting our funding that we get from the city and the county. Our total amount of income that we thought we were going to have for the year was actually $210,000, so we're actually ahead on the revenue side. We're at about 60% of the revenue, 50% through the year. On the flip side of that, our total expenses that we have currently are $191,000. It's almost $200,000, and we've budgeted about $300,000 in expenses. So we're almost two-thirds of the way through on the expense side, which we'll obviously need to keep an eye on, because if we go over that $300,000 mark, we'll need to file an amended budget with the state. And so, anyway, we are then, for the year, $48,000, which is just an easy way of saying how much subsidy do we need to keep this going. And then the other income that shows on there is where we have actually received our 1% funding from the city and county.
Can you get us all a copy of that?
It was all pulled off my email.
I want a copy of that.
The year-to-date one, Thomas. You don't have the year-to-date one, is that what you have? It came in two emails, yeah.
It wasn't done.
I'll get
one. Fire panel, have you paid?
By the time I left, it hadn't.
It was, yeah.
If you ask.
I'm just wondering if that would put that $45,000 into the revenue.
That's on the income side, though.
Well, yeah, it would have showed income from the city and county and additional funding.
So maybe it was, I think that.
I'm trying to remember the price of fire panel.
There's another.
Wasn't it in that price range?
Yeah, it kind of was.
Do you remember the price range on the fire panel?
$69,000 something.
I'm wondering if that isn't somebody's half coming in from.
Yeah.
We have started taking over those quarterly invoices.
We have to take them.
And we just got today $16,000 from the city, thank you.
I think that's supposed to.
But this is more, the 1% reimbursement money. But they asked, I think she asked me about this, asked, but she wouldn't know what it was. We looked it up and it seemed to be coming from Mount Medical.
We'll look into the ask, it's $35,000. Is there any questions for Rick? As I said earlier, the department audit is done, it was good. I'm moving on down to the.
One more thing, just to make note, are you making any posts or is she making all the posts?
She makes.
When it comes to deposits and it is all done by the account. So then we do have an incorrect post on the balance sheet. Room rent, I'm pretty sure this is intended to be income, but it was posted for whatever reason to an asset account that got formed called money rent.
Would you let us know?
It's circled and I'll just leave it with you guys or whatever, whoever wants to. It's the incorrect what amount? It looks like it's posted, it's $620 posted on the balance sheet. I think, if I had to guess, I would bet that's room rent that's supposed to have been under income. So it just needs to be moved.
So where we left off, bookkeeping service discussion. We have got, as you see in the back of your sheet, we got a proposal from Shanda Rule. We did request, we made three requests to Leslie to see if she would be interested, and she has not responded.
I have a couple questions on that. And I don't know who wrote that contract for sure, but whether we should actually have that contract reviewed with her real quick, because it actually appears like in the first sentence that we're actually contracting with the fire district, but at the bottom of the line is actually signing by Chanda individually, and so I'm not sure who we're contracting with. And then just a couple other things in there, again, whether a $7,000 contract is worth having reviewed, I'm not sure, or where we got that from.
From Chanda herself.
So.
Because she works for the fire department, apparently?
She does.
And somehow it goes through that fire department or something, but yeah, that might be a good point.
Yeah, the same person signed it is not who the first line is that it says we're contracting with.
So looking down at the separate things that she would do, does that look like it would pretty well cover?
Yeah, it does. I think she had personally do a good job with it, and those last few items there is where we actually really need help with, obviously besides the monthly bookkeeping, the stuff the state we need help with.
Yeah. So our discussion about Johnson County Fire Control. That was your issue, the name?
Yeah. There's something not right there.
Because it looks like she's using their QuickBooks.
Yeah, I'm not even sure it's whose QuickBooks is. It's hers personally or the fire districts or...
Yeah, that doesn't make
or
sense.
Or if it's her computer or fire districts, and I don't know that I care, but we gotta have a contract with these other stuff.
Okay. We will question her on that.
Are you the liaison on the fire district?
Yeah.
You are? Do you know how that, are you guys renting her out to us, or is this just...
No, she's a full-time employee of the fire.
Oh.
Oh.
She's employed by the fire district.
Oh, I see.
And then she does books for the cemetery and the museum also.
And the JCT.
So I wonder why it's even mentioning the fire district.
Yeah, she does it for help.
She kind of said that it has to go to the fire district.
Which is fine if it does, but somebody from the fire district needs to sign it.
I'll clarify.
Have to have Paul, he's president.
But otherwise, looks good.
Yeah, I think it's pretty encompassing, and her experience is definitely what we need. I don't know how many books she can keep if she's fully mine there, but
she,
that's a little bit concerning.
Pretty simple.
Okay.
Not a lot going on there.
All right.
Any more discussion on the bookkeeping services? We will raise questions. We talked to Shander about the fire deal. If there's not any more questions, move down to the master plan discussion. To add to that, believe Mary Plank was going to talk to the Sheridan College, and you're going to schedule to do that in February?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that discussion going to look like, Mary?
What I want to do is go to the board. I want to be our representative during their board meetings over in Sheridan, because I think we need to know what the college is doing, what the college can do for us. We're their only satellite now that they don't have Gillette, and I think we need more representation from them, or from us to them. At the next meeting, I'll have a report on that.
It's a little more financial support, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. Because it's always been, what can we do for the college? And I think it should be, what can the college do for us?
Yeah, when you look at the financials, you're like, they need to step up.
Yeah, so I'll have a report on that next week.
At least participate. Yeah, which I don't know what changed there. Still haven't got any work from any word for evaluating our roof and our heating system. From Total Comfort and from the roofing company, Loden Construction, they were going to come in and give us an overview and an idea of what some of the costs would be long-term and short-term for the system. After the go-round, during the cold spell, and they got it fixed, the discussion for a new broiler was somewhere north of $365,000. So,
you guys, so just real quick question from our, elected officials. Like, you guys have that somewhere that we can come back to you guys and get? Because this actually, item has actually been a specific talk that's been what they talked about for 4 years. So the 360, can we come back to you guys and request that?
So, you're saying if there's money earmarked for that?
There is. You do have your money marked?
I cannot answer that question. I'll have to check and see.
I think so. I'm actually talking about this because this has been a legitimate thing that we have talked about in here. The maintenance to this building, we've continually tried to actually generate our own reserve and been told no. So I'm assuming now that we have a real problem that the city and county have the funds earmarked for us somewhere.
It can be discussed in budget, but
I feel like we don't have that budget time when the boiler's down. The boiler doesn't go down during budget time.
I feel like during the December 5th meeting,
yeah,
we had talked about trying to schedule a master improvement plan meeting,
yep,
categorizing. Maybe this was just my idea, but that's where I was. Categorizing items,
yep,
that were.
And we also had started down the road with the items of the roof and the heating and cooling. Right. We had already kind of started trying to get
if we could
prices just to evaluate what we had.
If we could have that list, and it'd be nice to have a joint city, county, JOCO meeting to go through the items on that list. This is what's coming up in the future.
Yeah.
Budget requests are coming. What's realistic?
And hopefully we can get to budget time, right? That's not what has happened in the past. I'm actually talking about this because we have a systemic problem of talking about actual maintenance within our community. And if we want to have a building that requires several million dollars of upgrades, there has to be a real conversation about where the dollars are. If this is the plan we're going down, we can't do it. We don't generate dollars. This is coming from the county and the city.
Yeah,
and again, my experience tells me that we're walking down a road that we've been down a dozen times. and thank God we got some new blood that actually can carry that on, because at some point, it's tiresome.
Oh, it does, yeah. And that's why we kind of started down the road and trying to at least get some numbers to show somebody
this is what it's
going to cost.
Here's what it is. This boiler thing's interesting. Maybe we got a Band-Aid on the boiler,
yeah,
right? Maybe we do for until the next cold spell.
Yeah.
But what are we going to do? To say things like, well, we'll talk about it in budget time. That's at some point, that's ridiculous.
So what you're saying, Rick, is really the county and city need to set some money back.
So we have to somewhere to
start every year, whether it's getting used or not, just keep adding to that.
Yeah,
we have to. We have to across our entire county and city. Right? And of course, we do. We have to go down the road to some degree. I think we're doing the right thing. We're putting together some of these numbers. There has to be real numbers put aside somewhere. What? These things are depreciating. We have a 50, 60-year-old boiler that we have wanted to ignore for the last 5 or 6 years.
So maybe we get this list and somebody come to the city-county meeting and inform everybody why you have everybody in one room. Yeah. And give them just a little 15 minutes.
Kicker, I can't even remember on that master plan that the boilers were actually where they were on the priority list. I assume after it went down, all of a sudden it got moved.
No,
up
it was up, the heating system was
it up. It was up there at the top.
The roof.
What I would call the category one item.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I don't know how maybe Mary can convince the college. This is where we need some help in the college.
Back.
If you want your students to be one, we need some heat.
Mm-hmm. We had to move them.
Yeah. Right. Let me tell you one thing, and yes, should happen here during the 35 below whatever that weekend. But so was the Justice Center right here, okay? It's not just this building. I need to say that. Because I hear from the county guys, they worked on that too, and that's a brand new building. I'm just needing to put this a little bit here in the perspective.
There's no new button.
This is the scary thing to me, though, is like all of our facilities in our communities, right, have these issues, right?
Was 35
do we have reserves or not?
Degrees
do we or don't we?
Down low, nothing worked. And I think they did put it back. Down the road, we do need a new boiler. Everybody says that. This time they put a new transformer in. We had shorts, they were doing this, and a board.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But it's never.
Until the next time. Right. But
yep.
I think that's, yep. I mean, and it was fixed 3 days earlier than we anticipated, so it was wonderful. Everybody worked together. It was 40 degrees in here.
My car didn't want to start either during that time, so.
No.
My dogs didn't want to go out either.
Thank you, Jim.
So,
if the
go ahead.
if the budget requests are due in February, do we need to schedule that meeting, or do we need to? Is there a next meeting?
So when does that have to be done by? When should we be targeting?
The budget talk rate has to be in by the 23rd. But I think this stuff, the list for this.
Yeah, and true budget requests that aren't due, I don't think, on February 23rd. That might be, isn't that the 1%? Is that the 1%?
1% is February 23rd.
But that's 1%.
That's
not. 1% is far different than budget items for maintenance. These are completely different items. And
so
those aren't due until budget time in April, May, whenever
okay.
we start.
So
we can put our operating budget in now. And
this truly is just for our 1% thing. Traditionally, that's been
okay.
pretty standard. Yeah. That's
so,
it'd just be
so
nice to have that meeting in advance of numbers going in.
Yeah.
All right, so the budget submittal for 1% is due February 23rd. Is that just our basic budget?
And so what we've always done in the past, and this is very difficult. It's very difficult to actually get our budget. We're halfway through the year.
Yeah.
We're already supposed to be looking at next year's budget and asking for one, which is super difficult because they're never the same. We always throw together something, just like what I'm assuming everybody does, throw something together with a wish list to throw at the 1% committee.
So that has to be in the 23rd. We would like to have, the board would like to have a budget meeting. It's just a budget meeting for the 7th and 8th or the 14th and 15th.
And unless, what would happen is what you typically do is just rerun your budget from last year. It's going to look the same. We projected $210,000 in income, and we projected $300,000 in expenses. We know over the last 4 or 5 years it's cost about $100,000. We're $100,000 short to run this building. So that's what we go to typically. And unless there's some major difference outside of, because these maintenance items, these are different items. They've already proven that we aren't going to actually get our wish list on the 1%.
Right.
We have $50,000 for just your maintenance, just normal maintenance.
Yeah.
Of which we've already run through for this year.
Sure. We had a flood in the.
So that's what that budget will look like in next month when we come. It's just a rerun of this year's. Basically asking for the same thing we have the last 3 or 4 years, roughly $150,000 from each. So, and that's using wages and the cost to run the building, and that little bit. I think we had $15,000 for marketing last year, and I don't know if we have more. Or
probably similar.
And what I can do is actually just throw out to everybody the Excel sheet that we use to do the budgeting. If anybody sees anything in there that they, either any line items that they would think we would have a higher number or a lower number. And it's usually around, say, the salaries. That's a number, if we're going to keep the same employees. It would be around marketing, if we have a marketing initiative that we actually want to run. Outside of that, it's truly just the cost to operate this facility. So they are what they are. So I'll throw that out, and if anybody has.
So will you send it to everybody so we have a chance to look at? Because we don't have another meeting before.
No, I just kick back. I would think, reply all. If anybody just has any questions or whatever, and I get everybody. We're not making any decisions or anything through this email, so everybody knows. All they are is, hey, what about this? What about that? We can educate each other through email. We just can't make any decisions. Yeah, I'll throw that out. It looks exactly like this. These are the line items on there. Unless anybody knows there's something on the income or the expense side that are going to be out of what we've done in the last 3 years, let me know.
So you use an average for the last 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So when will you have that to us?
Do you add in, the cost of everything gone up?
So what was that, Shane?
Just the cost of life has gone up substantially.
Yeah.
Is that added? That would be added into the.
Kind of. I don't know what cost of life has gone up. We pay the utilities, and if we're doing raises or whatever, there's not
life isn't really cooked into these things. We're running the building, you know, the utility cost.
Well, everything's going up.
So how much, right? Not that, it's not. How much of the utilities going up? Actually, we're way under budget this year for
if
utilities.
If anything goes up, it's the labor of the people that we have working here.
So does it? Not really. In general, or whatever. It's very simple. When you guys see this, there's like six items. It's very simple. We're running a facility with these line items on it right here. This is not a complex financial. So
the budget that we would submit, we won't have to worry about doing an amended budget because we'll be over. So it tells me if we're over, then our budget wasn't quite where it ought to be.
So the expense side of it appears to be like we could be over because of these repairs that we've spent. That's what it looks like to me.
So then we probably ought to add that.
The repairs. I don't know if they're repairs, right? It becomes what are repairs and what are capital improvements?
Okay.
And where do we get the dollars?
Okay. So
and it's fine. I mean, the reality of what we're talking about, you guys, this budget we're giving is to these guys from the 1% committee. It's been cut every time we've put one in.
Well, that's why.
So, and it's fine. I don't even know what's right or wrong. I'm just telling you what reality is and how it's operated. So I'm not arguing one way or the other. It's just here's how it operates. So, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here, but this is the reality of where we're at.
Who's all on that committee?
The 1%
committee?
Yeah. Huh? That's you.
No, there's...
No.
Oh,
the facilities.
Yeah. Oh, for... So we don't go through the committee.
No.
We don't go through the pseudo-government groups like we are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go through the committee.
Through
we
you
go
guys.
Directly to you guys.
Okay.
It's 100% your guys' deal.
Okay.
Separately.
Yep.
So you'll get us.
I'll
email
it. I just looked at it before I came up.
Because we want to send an email to everybody, and then we'll have some discussion. Seems to me like we need to tweak something. If they're going to cut us $50,000,
right? That's what my whole point is.
Yeah,
but they're just pointing at me.
Put pressure on these.
Oh, I'm pointing at you.
We don't get to say it.
Yeah,
these guys, they're on our committee, but we don't get to be on theirs.
These guys, it doesn't sound like he's talking to us really nice. These guys.
We're used to it.
Okay, so you'll
Thanks
get us.
So. Yeah, I'll get it.
First week of February, because we're going to go through it. And then we'll
actually, if somebody actually wants to have a sit-down conversation about it, whether we do it on a committee style where it's not a whole board meeting, or we can actually throw together a quick board meeting.
Yeah.
As long as
we'll
you're
look
time
at
to
it.
Advertise it.
Yeah, we'll look at it and get back.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we'll get that budget from him to move forward, and then everybody's got a day or two to look at it, and then we need to get some emails going and see. Get together or if we can make some tweaks just through emails or what we want to do. Okay. Election of officers.
So before we
go ahead,
Mr. Chair, did we blow by and not vote on the finance report, or are we not voting on the finance report?
Sure.
I'm just asking. I wasn't sure if we
were. Change that.
It was not part of the consent agenda, so it's a separate
item. We haven't been together for a couple months, so.
We're rusty.
So, I guess, is everyone good with the financials? I'd entertain a motion.
I would so move with the follow-up on the, two questions?
Ask.
To approve the financials as presented.
We have a motion and second to approve the financials. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we will get information for the ask, and we will find your $620 mistake. Moving down to old, to new business, election of officers. We have a president and treasurer and the secretary. She's been doing it lately. So where do we want to start? Want to start with president? Get the ugly one out of the way first.
You're doing a hell of a job. I do want to get you in.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. For, you know, this is right because there's two members gone.
We have a consensus.
I have a motion and a second.
They can become the president.
For Tom Knapp be president. Are there any other nominees? If not, I would. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks. Tom Knapp. treasurer. Anybody?
You still want to play in this game, Rick?
I would much rather somebody else step on the plate to do it. I am obviously far too grouchy to be continuing to be the treasurer.
I would either like a commitment from him to step up or somebody else. So he's paid his dues.
And I'm happy to. I think there is a transition period, which I do. I actually thought it was going to happen last year, and even with Gary and stuff a little bit, it was going to take more on. Obviously, I think life changed. But yeah, I wish somebody else would, because I do think it's important that other people understand the things that I was just talking about.
And Shan, do you have any interest?
I don't think I should do it.
Okay. You've been great.
I'm not permitted to do it.
I nominate John.
I'd second. That's even legal.
Yes.
I'm just messing up.
John would be good at it, I honestly think.
Yeah.
He is numbers oriented, he understands and he cares about it.
Is he on the phone, Claudia?
He is not. Okay. He never called me on this phone.
Okay. Didn't he say he was going to be gone in our December meeting?
I think he mentioned something.
On his way to Denver, he said, and he called me 10 minutes before the meeting tonight and said he's coming. Or he's calling me on this phone while we're having this recorded, but I never called. I think.
So can we nominate and vote somebody in that isn't present? Does anybody know the rule?
I think we can on their acceptance.
I think they can. I think we can do it and ask them, then they can probably refuse.
Yeah, we'll try.
Somebody on that.
I think I got it, Claudia.
You got him?
I used to. I don't know if I still did, but I used to.
I have it if you don't.
Just text him and tell him he's going
to. You call
it. I got it. I got the number. You got him? 817.
Hey, you're on speakerphone here at the meeting.
Gotcha.
You were nominated to be treasurer. You got nominated to be treasurer
and duly elected.
Yeah.
There's been a
probably not a good idea.
Are you going to be gone or what?
Difficult for me to make meetings, and my term
Yeah, that's good to know. So, all righty. Well, we will move on then from there.
All right.
All right, thanks, Joe.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't.
What a shot.
So the thing, the way I thought this might play out last year, assuming Chanda's doing this, and if she's doing all the things that she says that are on there, because it actually says she's going to do the budgeting, then, I mean, the one thing that I do by far the most of is obviously the budgeting, the state filings, and those things. If she's actually doing that, the role is very minimized, and I'm happy to actually do it until she gets in there, until the fiscal year rolls over. Because again, that's where the most busy things are. At which time, though, I don't know who else wants to do it, but we can get to that point.
Because
I'd love to go through the budgeting session with the elected officials one more time.
So
we can keep this conversation going.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Is this something we can do at the next month meeting? As far as
so we will. Put you in until the end of the fiscal year.
Okay.
Till June 30th.
Okay. And do you have any interest in doing that?
I'm the grunt worker. I'm the
I mean, I thought maybe you're maybe thinking. And who else is missing today?
Mike Hanson.
Mike
Hanson. School guy.
I'm the principal though. I nominate Rick Myers to the end of the fiscal year.
A second.
I have a motion, a second, to Rick Myers, treasurer, till June 30th of 2024.
Say 2020.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you,
Rick.
For your confidence. Can we have president and treasurer as the same job?
What's that?
You could have a president and treasurer as the same job, couldn't we?
No.
You can't.
Yeah, you're only a guy like you could do that. So secretary, that position has been filled by her lately. I'd like to see someone step up and offer to be secretary. Any excited?
Jenna, any interest?
Absolutely not.
Mary, any interest?
I tell you, that is not my forte. I am. If you need something painted, moved, fixed, I am your girl. But know that, I'm sorry to say, is not a forte.
Zach, you keep notes?
I can help Claudia with notes. I've taken none.
Chan, you up for secretary, or you still need, okay?
All right, I'll help Claudia.
All right.
Okay, Zach.
Motion for Zach Smith to be secretary.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor of Zach Smith being secretary, all signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Zach, you're secretary.
Thank you, Zach.
Way to step up, Zach.
Thank you for stepping up.
You're seven.
Any other new business? Other business. Open to board members. Any comments? Any discussion?
Yes.
Yep.
So, like I said, I've been on here a year. We haven't done nothing.
Yeah.
And we started a little bit in that December meeting. I thought things were going in a good direction.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not lose focus on that, but I don't want to talk about it for 7 months either.
Yeah.
Let's find out what we really want to do here, pinpoint it and do it, instead of just bouncing around.
All right. We will make that work.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. No, I think there's quite a few of us that would either like to see this dissolve or go that direction.
Yeah, I mean, on that line, and I would throw this out. I mean, if it is a facility management board, if that's what we're doing,
and it's fine if that's what we're, because that is what we're doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Then I would throw it out to them, why don't we just go that way? I mean, a facility management board requires about 3 people, you know, and we move on.
Yep.
And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. It's not.
No.
It's not. In my view, this is not economic development for our county.
No.
We're running a community center.
That's
again,
right.
Again, fine, but it doesn't require this.
Well, it is a civic center, but we're also picking up a lot of slack from different types of organizations downtown that are folding or in disrepair as far as tourism. You've had to do a lot of that. So it's
a small form of tourism,
yeah.
But some economic development, but I think you could not say that it's probably the economic development that was envisioned when this was
started. And I am not in no way speaking bad, but I mean, what we're doing and the pieces we're picking up, absolutely. There's a need for something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I would say it's a far cry from economic development of what the Joint Powers Board of Economic Development was ever devised.
But, may I say something to that? Wasn't there also a conversation at some point to split that?
Like
what you said, a few people for the facility, couple. I mean, I know what I'm doing here, basically, I think. I need a little direction here and there, but then have a split thing with Joe first and do the economic development, and then get after that part. Because
yeah.
I cannot one person run it all. This is a big facility to run by myself, more or less. But
well,
I think I really get what you guys are saying, and there was some conversation splitting Joko first doing economic development and the facility.
So just to throw it out there like it is, I mean, face it, if our part-time person or other employee hadn't left, we would have had to lay her off because of budget cuts. And the only reason that we've been able to hang on as we have is because every time we take a step forward, boom. And the whole thing of this is, if we can't convince the powers to be to fund us and to help, we're done.
It just is what it is. These aren't negative things to talk about. It's just reality.
It's reality.
I think that is everybody going over to be part of Sheriff College. I think that is a good idea. I think we're going to run into a stone wall there because they have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do? Are they ever going to take out of here? Are they ever going to step up? Why would they?
Why wouldn't they?
But, and I hope you can convince them of that. I truly do. So I can't wait for you to get over there.
Well, we can't count on Wendy anymore.
I know.
So I am too excited because it's a real source, right?
I mean, it cracks me up though how this whole thing has come full circle. You know, we had to shut this place down because you couldn't have school in here. Now we're 100% full circle, and that's what 80% of the facility is doing. Hell, give it back to them. You know?
What?
Give it back to them, to the schools. It's a crazy concept. If that's what's in here, then give it to them. You know, because again, we have to have the money. We have to find the funding for what we need in this facility.
Yep.
That's the conversation that we have just can't get to, right? And so it's very interesting. This boiler is finally forcing that conversation. Sooner or later, these things are real. It's become reality.
It's you sit and you worry about some of these issues, like Rick, and they're legit. But then you walk in here in the afternoon, you know, I'm in here twice a week right now with lacrosse, and then I come in tonight and you walk in, there's girls, they're all laughing and giggling, and none of that extra sports would happen without this facility.
Yes.
These guys don't have these places to practice. So, yeah, Rick, you turn it back in the school, we're not going to have any usage of it.
Yeah, okay. What do you lose if you turn it back? You get it out of the community.
And I don't think the state could actually.
We need it. I'm not.
And we're on a path now that's positive. I want to be very careful when people are making comments, to go backwards where we were a couple years ago. We are on a positive path, and I think that is reflective of where we're at with the building.
I think we're on a positive path in terms of being able to have conversation. We are not on a positive path of finding funding. We have not even come close to identifying funding.
But we're trying.
Yep.
So ideally,
we work on a budget, we get them a pot, you know.
You know, to find some of these people that have moved in here and see if they want to donate, you know. We might just need somebody to sit on the phone or go make some knock on doors kind of stuff.
I went to John Moreland.
Did you actually
when he first, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, there's lots of ways as long as we work toward that and not where we were.
Because I'm with, you know, Rick, I don't think we're economic development at all. I mean, really. I mean, we are facilities and we are serving a huge niche for the community that needs help.
I mean, the numbers are amazing. 47,000 people. I don't know what the numbers were for this year. What was the number this year?
Almost 31,000.
31,000. You know. We're a town of four.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So there's a need. And, you know, sometimes when they're needy, you got to do some fundraising, something to help that need.
Well, and the city and the county can help us too because we're valuable.
Yep.
All I will say one more time about that fundraising thing. Fundraising isn't what everybody's thinking. You can't sell enough apple pies.
No, I'm not talking about apple pies, Rick. It's real
fundraising. That takes a plan, a real plan in place, and then touching the right people.
Yeah,
I actually wrote something up the other day. About fundraising, donating to the center for the cause, for Bummer Mountain. Everybody's donating for something. They have foundations. Anybody does. But I would like some, if somebody comes to me, and I need a little oomph to do that, because people are not donating to donate. There needs to be a clear message out there in the community. What we're doing, I showed you the other day. I just need a little more oomph and would like to, if somebody has any input, come to me. I'd love to finish that, put that on the website, and have a donation tab on that. I have worked on this. I didn't say anything tonight because we're not ready for it. But if you're talking about it, I'm all for it. If somebody would help me put that a little bit together, yes.
Look what the museum did. That was amazing. Amazing. So yeah, it has to be an option.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk about it.
Thank you.
I'm fighting for it.
Any comments from the public? If not, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Can I make one more suggestion here? We have a new person who is JCTA. Maybe you introduce yourself for a second here.
Sure. My name is Toby Carrick. I'm the marketing director for the Johnson County Tourism Association. Started working December 11th, so I've been here about 6 weeks.
Nice.
And joining my time in the community.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your last name, please?
Carrig, Carrig.
I move to adjourn, if that's what you need.
Thank you.
Second. Well, thank you for driving up. I mean, that's a big ask for you,
yeah,
and I do appreciate that.
Well, I am